Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Bryce.
Next time you're going to get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Because I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
This moment of shame and silence brought to you in part by Jim's fucking mouth that won't ever shut up.
It always gets him in trouble.
Keeps the hot.
I think that's when we start the show, right there. Just
yeah.
Long moment of silence, yeah. And then Jim's disclaimer. Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I am Bryce.
And I'm Samantha.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Prove it. Well, that's... hi, how are... You look so much better than I do. You look so much better than I do. Yeah. And she's modest. Mine keep going up. Look how big they are.
I think she's got your beat there, too.
Yeah. It's like two ships passing in the night.
Finally, the two legends meet.
And, the two Samanthas?
It's like Thunderdome. Two Samanthas enter. One Samantha leaves.
Smart Money's going to be on Samantha, I'm going to say, in the Samantha versus Samantha battle.
If you follow me on Facebook, which you probably should, I have a long-running theme of comics where Jim and Samantha are constantly trying to one-up each other and kill each other.
I was going to say, by one-up, you mean horribly slaughter or just torture or brainwash.
I want to release it as like a collection.
Something like... Yeah.
There was also a hot foot.
Hopefully we can hear her in this one.
Yeah, there's... we're going to apologize right now. We're having some issues with Skype and computers. We've tried everything. So Samantha might be really low. You might have to, like, really listen.
Really? I mean, really listen. They like, just get in.
Fortunately, we have Jim here to translate everything she says as his version of Samantha.
What's Samantha... What Samantha meant by that is that Puerto Ricans aren't really people. I don't personally agree with the statement, but again, I am merely the messenger. Please
all
do not.
Statements made by Big Jim on behalf of Samantha are not necessarily reflective of Samantha's actual comments or views.
This show is just going to be nothing but legal disclaimers from beginning to end.
I figure we get it out now. So, 2 weeks ago, Samantha and I reunited via Skype with Bryce for the first time.
Did it feel so good?
It did. It did. There was a lot of lotion involved.
Whoa. Okay. Well,
Samantha showed us her cleavage, which was kind of nice.
Bryce is a chronic masturbator, so.
There was an enthusiastic involved. we felt it was time you two met. And Samantha's, she's really got a beef with you, and I figured now's the time to let her air it out.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
If you're still 3,000 miles apart, she can't actually kill you.
If, for whatever reason, this has anything to do with a class action lawsuit, I can give you names of several reputable legal counsel that have already got this ball rolling.
Frost and Speed.
Yes. Yes, they are very, very... They're working on a class action lawsuit against Mr. Harrison Ford. And Montana, yeah.
You should get in on that. Payout's going to be huge. Yeah. You're going to own the state.
You're gonna get tens of cents.
Tens of cents. Nuke it for more.
It's the only way. It's the only way to be sure. It really is the only way to be sure.
So Samantha, would you like to unload on Jim?
Just finish all over him.
Yeah. But I've never loved you more.
Oh, wait. You gotta stop.
She can't hear us.
No, you gotta wait. That's for a little bit later.
What?
Oh, by the way, you've been set up.
Yeah, I'm getting that feeling, like, really strong right now. I'm by an open window. Oh, this is just a bad scene.
If, damn, he's seen through our charade.
If somebody goes to the bathroom and comes back with a handgun, I know this day has just gone to shit.
Oh, by the way, I gotta go to the bathroom.
That's... But, yeah. But, yeah, there... The yeah.
Run.
But the impersonations, is that what this has something to do with? I'm very poor at voiceover work or just, you know, impersonations. And yeah, just she knows me too well, Samantha. Yes, you do. But no, okay. So agree. Okay, so I have.
Because you don't work at a Korean sandwich shop.
You leave Hop Sing out of this, okay? She is a beautiful, beautiful bride that someone will order from a catalog someday soon. And provided that their credit card clears.
Give her a green card. It would have been a match made in sandwiches.
Well, I think, ironically, my bank card was green. I think that's why every time
that's
I would.
She liked you.
Yeah, she loved me.
Thought, whenever you gave her the bank card, she thought you were proposing.
Like, oh, but then he put cards back in little leather folding thing.
Such tease.
That isn't even like an Asian. See, again, with
all
voices, just... Yeah.
Russian.
Yeah. Except for the Russian ones, which come off as...
Scottish.
Zangief, yeah. But, okay, so yes, I will admit freely that I have attempted to audibly impersonate you and may have said some inflammatory things, citing you as the origin of said things. The reason why I did this is because I've been coming on and doing these shows with James and Bryce for so long, and I'm never anywhere in the credits. At every show that I do, you get added on in the intro, and then I'm just like, oh yeah, and then here's Jim the schlub yet again, like for like 4 weeks in a row. And
squatter.
Yeah,
Jim,
yeah.
Would you like to be part of the cast and be on full time? Because that's the only way you're getting your name on the intro.
Well, what's it pay? Let's talk turkey here.
Bryce, how much does it pay?
You owe us your soul.
Yeah, well, you can't molest what's not there. Am I right, fellas? Yeah, am I right? But yeah, so I always just, well, I figured that because I contribute, maybe like a little quick patch that you throw in there, just like with special guest, you know, Big Jim or, you know, piece of shit or however you want to phrase it. I'm not here to tell you how to think.
I sent you a possibility.
Yeah.
For his intro.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. we gotta fit that in there.
You know what I might have to do? I might have to go back to the Friction Method episode.
Oh, Jesus.
A little snippet of him talking about his
meat molestation.
Honestly, I'd still listen to that show. That show was so good. So, yeah, I nothing against you. I have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration.
To you. I just want you to know that. His cold dead eyes.
That's just kidney failure that you're seeing. That's dead eyes like a doll's eyes. Black.
Well, now that you two have made a tentative peace.
Yeah.
Which will probably be ripped asunder.
Shake. There we go. We virtually shook
it.
Yeah.
Weird.
I guess so, that ends your series now.
Why did you touch your genitalia when you did that?
Well, that's for good luck. You know, one hand on the junk. One hand for luck. That's how it
Wash
goes.
Your hands,
yeah.
One on the junk, one on the trunk, right?
Virtual syphilis is still has anus is real syphilis.
But hand herpes is a real thing. Hand herpes kills more people every year than we realize, and it needs to be stopped in our lifetime, I feel.
We're going to put all the
We're going to put all the hand aids or hand, you know, herpes in Montana and then just, you know, two birds, one nuke.
Well, the real reason we got you on here, Jim, is Bryce and I have been talking recently, and we're concerned.
Okay. Is this an intervention?
Yeah.
It is?
That's why we got Samantha.
Sweet. All right. No, because I've seen...
You know, if we ever do a real intervention, we all need to be on laptops and we'll just be sitting here.
I walk into... Hello? Yeah.
Hello, mother.
Hello?
They'll all turn on Jim. Sit down.
It'll be like the scene from Demolition Man.
This is the time for the assimilation.
No, because if this is an intervention, I'm like, I'm totally down. Because those
like Avengers with the holographic.
those rehab centers they send people to are super nice. I would love to go there.
Jim, you know how rich Bryce is. You know how rich I am. You're not going to that.
Yeah, the tens of dollars.
Oh, okay. So it's, you know.
He removes your kidneys so you can't drink.
If you're good after 90 days, you get half of one back.
And maybe part of your liver.
Okay. Yeah, I spoke recently with the doctor, and the surgery is scheduled. I haven't picked out a name yet. I think it's going to be like Claudia or Claudine. Gertrude was also one that I was toying with. I like a classically woman's name.
About Carrie.
Carrie? Mm. Hopsing. Hopsing, yeah.
Actually, we were referring to the fact that you're about to be a father.
Yeah.
To a human being.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little baby Jim.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Well, she, and yes.
I was going to ask, because you
were... to pop out full beard.
Bottle of bourbon in one hand.
Just put a nipple on this bottle of Jack Daniels. It'll put her right to sleep. Bottom shelf, yeah.
It'll be the top shelf for her. She can't reach that high.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby's got to work up.
But we had some questions about your parenting techniques as he takes a giant swig.
It was a medium sized.
This will be
swing.
Gone by the end of the night.
Yeah. Well,
once reality starts sinking in and realizes everything changes.
It has been creeping in steadily and slowly. We are 3 weeks away from the grand squatting.
The finale.
When the earth will be torn asunder and the demons of the dead.
Do
you see that kid moving underneath her skin? I swear to God.
God, I can
only
imagine how creepy that would be.
No, not nightmares. That's what the bourbon's for. Can't dream when you're blacked out. A little fun fact for you kids to take home with you.
But you wake up and your ass really hurts.
Yeah. That's why I don't go camping anymore.
You got to stop partying with Don Frost.
Or get a butt plug, Jim. One or the other. Pick a stand. Take a stand.
No, but we were talking, and we do know that it's a girl coming out. Mm-hmm. One of the things we brought up is that it'll probably have a full beard.
Yeah.
But have you given any... Was there thought before you knew the sex of it?
Well, did I have a preference?
Yeah. As a girl, or like,
well, Child Protective Services, they have to worry about that. I merely have to appear in court.
Yeah. Coin wrench for Christmas.
Thank you. Could it be pink?
It'll be a rubber band one, though. So it'll come right back to you.
I'm going to be like a fatter Thor. You know, just like, to my head! Oh, my face! That'd be a throwing hammer, but, you know.
Oh, right in the Goonies.
Right in the Goonies. Oh, you got Sloth and Chunk. That's going to smart.
Sorry, honey, no truffle shuffle tonight.
I was going to say, no more truffle shuffle.
Yeah, that's what got Malia in this problem in the first place, was I just hiked up my shirt, showed up the man titties. And really, what did that, I want to know, because there is no topic that we can't jump off of, but the truffle shuffle, I've seen a lot of interviews with the cast and crew, and of which Chunk, who looks... Have you ever seen what Chunk looks like now?
Dude, he lost so much weight.
Yeah, he's all diesel and shit. He's an entertainment lawyer now, I think. Yeah.
You should have got him to represent you.
Best laid plans. Well,
he was kind of forced into that. There wasn't really much of a choice.
Yeah.
They saw him on the...
Good game, Jimmy. Good game.
There was a van that drove by him, and it said free candy, and he just ran right into it.
He ran after it.
They go slow enough that he could keep up.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys have gotten so much mileage out of my sexual assault as a child. Normal people don't usually laugh that much at this sort of topic, but you guys are different.
It was a gentle rape.
Okay.
He kissed you behind the ear.
He whispered sweet nothings.
It was a bale of hay, because we were on an Amish farm, so it's not like they had beds. Yeah.
It was in the backseat of a horse truck.
It was in the backseat of a buggy.
It was
on one of those spring seats.
I dare say, English, if this buggy be a rockin', please do not cometh a knockin'.
They didn't think it was pedophilia because Jim had the beard at 7 years old.
They thought he was 47.
Just the shortest Amish.
You know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I might be a rapist, but I leave the kids. Your window is open, by the way, as it is for every. How have you not been evicted at this point? Yeah, people don't come. People don't make eye
they
contact.
When we leave, he puts a biohazard sticker on the door and some police tape, and they leave it alone.
Bree cleans all our guns out on the porch.
Y'all just keep right on a walking. Just keep right on a walking.
This don't concern you.
See, Samantha, I just did an impersonation of Bree, and I use that exact same voice. Just keep right on a walking. Yeah, there you go. Well, I was raised Catholic, so every adult
grave.
Female figure in my life, you know, obviously talks like that and wears a habit.
All the nuns.
Was it sister,
don't you fucking say it. It's like Voldemort. Dude, you don't say her fucking name.
It's like Bloody Mary.
Her name.
Does a great impression of her on YouTube. It's, oh my God.
You were also raised Catholic, Samantha?
No, I was absolutely.
She was raised zombie.
She was raised soulless.
See, I would have loved to have been raised by your dad then, because I had the polar opposite. He was he was a nihilist, Lebowski. He believes in nothing. Oh. Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out the nun's name.
Oh, it says Sister Pius.
Sister Pius.
Yeah, no.
It is very much like a Cobra Commander with like throat cancer. Yeah.
It's got to be like a lizard. It's one of those, the humanoid lizard people that lives in the center of the earth, right? She crawled out.
The sleestack. Yeah. She's a total sleestack. Yeah. Sister Sleestack, please report to the nurse's station.
Sister Pius.
Can we get back to your daughter, though?
Sure.
Because we're concerned.
A lot of people are. A lot of people are. Because like
we have human services on speed dial, so don't worry about that.
And I'm sure you will.
That I'm gonna fail as a parent, yeah.
That fathers who have daughters, it's kind of like a karmic payment for the kind of
life they led.
Yeah. Jim, you did a lot of cross dressing in your day, and well, when you do decide to procreate,
it's that whole thing.
Wah.
Guys who were players in their youth.
Wah.
Just keep telling, shoving Jim, stop crying.
It's not
me.
You're
a grown up now.
Go change yourself.
First change your father and then change yourself. For God's sake.
It's like when you're on the airplane, you put your mask on first.
Yeah.
And then the person next to you.
Put the diaper. Everyone, standard polite, you know, mentality is to change the diaper to the person to your left. But
he's going to get like one of those swings that's just going to have a diaper set up in it so he can just hop into it and then go. Yeah. Yep.
The Huggies Express. Yeah. Yeah. Toot, toot, all aboard. Put your caboose
Huggies
here.
Express.
But no, my mom.
Oh,
I
got to choose Huggies Express or put your caboose here.
Well, you could do it like hyphen.
Huggies Caboose, put your caboose here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Huggies
like
Express.
The
yeah, there we go.
Huggies Express.
So, yeah, no, my mom, I put that poor woman through so, so very much to the point where I was probably about 13 or 14, and I had that realization moment when you realize you've been a shitty kid to these people that have worked very hard for you.
Yeah,
and
13, you had a lot younger than most.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a lot shittier than most. And I kid you not, I would do things for my own twisted sense of entertainment. She loved to play solitaire with the actual physical cards. And every time the God's honest truth, I would remove one card from the deck and watch her lose her fucking mind.
What a douche.
I know. No, agreed. I'm on team fuck Jim. Fuck this guy. Fuck him. Yeah.
Fuck
and it's just
me.
An arrow pointing up to my face.
Fuck this guy.
If we ever decide to open a t-shirt shop, that's our
douche
first one.
Douche with an arrow.
Fuck Jim.
Yeah, fuck. But no, she had said to me after that, because I mean after that realization point,
after the aneurysm.
It's weird to see an adult bleed from the ears. It was that moment where I realized I'd been just a shitty kid in general, and I made a physical attempt or a mental decision to change the way I was behaving to treat her better because she was working her ass off for me. So from that point on, I tried to do a little bit better. I still screwed up, don't get me wrong. But she had, just in joking, had many times said, I really pray that you have a child one day that is every bit, you know, torturous to you as you were to me. Oh, and I'm just like,
is coming true.
She cursed you.
Yeah. And she used to be a nun. So she's got God's speed dial number.
She looked for a hex bag somewhere in your house. Probably in your body.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've got several, like, lumps, mysterious lumps. If somebody uses
just started forming when I found out.
If somebody uses a microwave too close to my head, I start speaking Sanskrit. Like, there's something going on there.
So you guys are 3 weeks out. Has it, like, hit you yet?
The baby, no. Malia, yes. Malia's hit me many times. No, it's, and again, it's one of these things where, I mean, she keeps asking me, do I look bigger to you? I'm just like, no, babe, no, you look, you,
smart man.
Yeah, no, I've learned to lie convincingly. Thank you, Sister Pius. But,
you're welcome.
Oh, Jesus, fuck it, I got him in stereo. The French toast. But, no, I, Malia has, you know, she's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I did not say that, sorry. Yeah, anyway, thank you. Just, that part's going to get deleted, right? You're going to edit that out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Malia's
getting beep, 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 beep.
She's going to get the Morris.
What did you say, Jim?
She's learned how to read minds, so I can't hide anything.
She already knows you said it. She's just waiting at home with a baseball bat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird at night because I'm about ready to go to sleep, and I hear this, Quaid, free Mars, and then hit Jack in the Box and bring me some waffle fries, you fat piece of shit. Not, the timing isn't usually too weird because she goes to bed kind of early. But the weirdest food I think I saw her eat, she had this thing of hummus and she had an orange and she peeled the orange and took slices of the orange and would use that as a medium to eat the hummus with.
Like a spoon? Or
yeah.
She would,
like,
eat the orange.
She would eat the orange too. Like she would bite into the orange with the hummus on it. And it was like, if it was normal hummus, I could kind of see that, but it was like spicy garlic, you know, and Skittle fucking this weird...
Skittle gum.
We bought it from a guy out of the back of his truck, but he swears it's authentic. Bless you. But yeah, aside from that, she just has been.
Who the hell are you people? What are you doing in my house?
But no, I she loves spicy foods, really fucking spicy foods. The spicier, the better. And peanut butter. Those two things. Anything fucking peanut butter. We went to we. She.
I understand peanut butter is kind of a big thing for pregnant women. I've heard a lot of.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I've heard that too.
Maybe if you were paying attention, you would have noticed that. You know, talk about that.
She's referencing it. Dick.
See? Hey, you know what? Let's
James
team up against
dick.
That, James. Fuck that, James. Yeah.
Fuck James.
Fuck James.
Fuck James. We just, you know what? We just need, it just needs to be, no, it just needs to be one shirt that just
yes.
says, fuck James.
Fuck
nap.
But yeah, no, it's scary because, like I said, she's getting more and more developed with the baby in there, and to me, I just keep thinking she's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger, and the kid's just never gonna come out. You know, I'm gonna hear like, you know, like hip hop music,
like Stargate. Open. The child's just gonna walk out. 37.
Jason Spader's gonna follow him or something. Just or James Spader. Yeah, he's gonna come out.
Jason Spader's brother.
Yeah. How'd he get into your vagina?
It was immaculate. Started.
Now there's a religion I can get behind. The church.
What's the scariest thing that has happened during the pregnancy to you or around you?
Well, and this is the guy, and I don't want to talk too much about this, but it actually happened last week, and this is actually 100% serious. We were at Winco shopping, and we were walking through the frozen food section, and there was water on the floor that that I didn't see until after the fact, and I was pushing the cart. Malia was standing behind me, and we were walking behind me, and we were just, it was like a regular time. We shop it there all the time. We're walking. She made like a weird... like sound, like in like a moan or grunt sort of thing. I turned around. She's flat on her back. She slipped. She fell. She hit her head. She hit her tailbone.
Oh no!
And I'm like, I immediately go into, you know, like freak out and then like pull it back in mode because I'm just, okay, just go to her, see if she's okay. So I get down. I'm like, babe, how are you? Okay, just don't move. Are you okay? And she was dazed. She couldn't focus for a couple of seconds. And then she kind of like, you know, it kind of came back online, so to speak. And there was a guy standing there in the aisle to my right and was like, do you want me to get somebody? I'm like, yes, get a manager like right now. So he ran off to grab a manager. I'm like, okay, don't move. Just stay where you are and like tell me where it hurts. She's like, I hit my head and my back hurts. And like her entire back was soaking wet because it wasn't like somebody spilled something and there was this obvious puddle. There were like these small groupings of water, which I assume was a bag of
ice leaking or something.
Yeah, or like something that was pulled out of the freezer that had a lot of frost on it and that frost hit the floor and then melted. And so I'm like, okay, just don't move. So the manager comes running over. He's got his walkie-talkie on. He's got this, this look on his face, like you know, yeah, like he just saw me.
We're about to get sued.
Like he's like, I just saw a grown man shit a live chicken. I don't know how to react to this. This was not in the training, goddammit. But
he sounded like a
stroke victim, Don Knotts. Andy. See, I can do him all day. That's fine. Okay, that sounded weird, but whatever. I could do Don Knotts all day. Oh my God,
this... more ways than one.
We've got two joke snipers, James. We're not trained for this shit.
It wasn't in the manual, Andy.
Game over. But no, I'd take the bullet out of his pocket any day of the... Anyway, back on target.
Jim came to my house last night.
So I explained to the manager guy what had happened. And he's like, okay. And like, I can see him trying to figure out what he's going
to
do next. I'm like,
so do you need me to pay for your groceries?
It's like, I'm going to give you half off these corn dogs. Now, I'm not supposed to do this, but this is an extenuating circumstance. Congratulations. You're the 100th pregnant woman to fall down in our frozen food sink. Like, balloons and streamers fell from the ceiling. Come on, get the clowns the fuck out of here, please. People are trying to commerce. The verb to commerce. Anyway. Well, that was the thing, too, is and then just skidded across the floor. Did I just see a naked Danny DeVito with a beard down to its taint scoot past me towards the processed food section? This is the best fucking Winco ever, hands down. And then, like, the sound of, like, you know, like the Warner Brothers, like, and, like, as, like, the placenta just yanks the kid back. Yeah, and I catch in a little catcher's mitt, and then there's Bugs Bunny saying safe, but no. So she actually started going.
Jim just standing there. What the fuck did I just?
All I wanted was some corn dogs, man. Game over. So the guy is trying to figure out what to do. I'm like, I'm gonna call 911. So I call 911. They send fire and rescue, and Max is like, I'm gonna go and make sure that when they get here that they can come here. And he sort of played like. Crowd control because people were kind of standing and gawking at the pregnant lady on her back.
There's a pregnant lady on the floor. This never.
It's an.
Well,
it's got a lot of you know, amniotic fluid, which does tend to hurt resale value of most processed meat dogs on sticks. So, anyway, I'm sitting there. I'm keeping her calm. And the paramedics show up and the everything else. And so basically what happened was they got her up. They got her onto the gurney. She became very light sensitive. She became very nauseous, which are telltale signs of a concussion. So and she started getting contractions. And so she's freaking out. I'm freaking out, but trying to hold it together. They get her onto the thing. I take my phone and I start taking pictures of the water on the floor. As was Max, who was also documenting all the pot spots of water, because it wasn't just in one area, it was down a ways of the aisle. So they took her in the ambulance. I followed in my car. We went to the emergency room. They checked her all out and they did a CAT scan and X-ray. So there was no internal bleeding, there was no skull fractures or whatever that. But she was very nauseous and her head still hurts a little bit to this day. And this was like last Saturday when it all took place. And they gave her a clean bill of health. They checked the baby out. That's really what we were there. We were shopping at 8 o'clock. This incident happened at about 8:30. We were at the emergency room until about 4 a.m, getting everything taken care of.
Pretty normal.
And so they wanted to make sure that the baby was still doing okay and that the contraction stopped and eventually they all did. And So knock with that to me was hands down the scariest thing ever because, you know, you don't know. And that kind of is like an introduction to parenthood. You know, something as simple as going to the grocery store can end with you,
at the emergency room.
At the emergency room, exactly. And if this kid is...
Free corn dogs for life.
Half
off corn dogs for life.
Yeah, so again, it's a trade-off for the most part. But yeah, but trying to remain calm in that situation, that I think is a testament to, you know, good basic training when it comes to, you know, being a parent.
Well, and it could have been a lot worse because she could have gone front ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she was in tears, like, while we were at the emergency room. Just, like, she was just, I was making sure the baby's okay. My baby's fine. You know, the little hand came out of her vagina with a thumbs up. like Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of T2. Just like, I know now why you cry. And then just went back inside. It was weird because on the palm of the baby was a ripe sticker that had come out of the produce section. I had no idea how that happened, but it was so funny. We laughed and laughed and laughed and then cried some more.
So, do you have any worries about parenting? I mean, kids almost here. I mean,
just being a shitty, terrified. just failing at being a dad, just being a shitty father. So that's called consistency, and you're welcome. You know, it takes...
It's better to be a solid D through life.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, and I know that I'm not going to be perfect at everything, but just I want to do the best that I... Not doing the best that I can for her, giving her all the things that I know she wants, you know, and to me, the scary things are going to be the times where she really wants something and I just can't get it for her, and I want to make sure that she's raised right, that she's raised strong and independent, and not just, like, strong in character, but, like, physically fit and strong, you know. I mean, I would love to hurt. Yeah, here's the thing, sweetheart. Here's the roadmap to don't go there, Bill. You go in the other direction as fast as your fucking legs will carry you. And that's Malia talking too. So, but she's pointing at me while she's doing the whole thing. So
you see this?
Look at this pile of, you know, chain smoking gynecomastia.
Jim over there looking in the fridge, scratching up.
Huh? What's going on, babe? Hey, you want brisket? It's never too late for brisket. Was there an error message that popped up there?
No, I was just saying that the internet was too slow for good video.
Okay.
We might have to... Yeah. We may have to try and start doing audio calls from this point on, and we might get rid of that lag.
Yeah.
So we'll try that next time.
But there's another question I have to ask, because not only are you about to become a father...
Yes.
I love the way you propose.
Thank you.
Shame her into saying maybe.
Yeah. A solid knock on wood.
That's
maybe.
That's a 50-50 shot still.
Did you see the video?
I saw Malia posted it, but I didn't have a chance
horrifying.
To watch it yet.
It wasn't horrifying.
Up a storm. I mean, more than usual.
Yeah, because, I mean, I do have like a viscousy sheen.
It's like a tub of Vaseline fell on him.
Kind of like Carrie, but instead of pig's blood, it was like, you know, silicone lube. Yeah, just like bleh. Kind of like Flashdance, but not sexy.
It was like the scene in The Shining, but instead of blood, it was water.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're good.
Yeah, we're on page one.
I gotta say, it was really romantic. You did it in a place that meant something to you.
Yeah.
In front of a bunch of people you didn't know.
Mm-hmm. And I got heckled, too. Relentlessly by her dad, too. Her dad was in the audience. Because there was three shows.
You're not good enough for my daughter.
Well, I got her like a. Yes.
Yeah. And he's part enough. Of the family now. There's no going back.
And again, 30%, solid 30% sure it's mine. Solid 30. And that's a third. It's down to me and two other guys. It's like the last week of American Idol. Like, it's going to be one of us. Who's it going to be? Who's going to go home with a giant, you know, baby bearded thing? Bearded baby. It's a golden bearded baby.
Color baby for sure.
Yeah. But I had to go and find a bouquet of flowers because I wanted to give that to her. And that was like the whole like ruse I posed on her was to basically get her to come down. I was like, look, there's a special Mother's Day thing I want to do for you. She's like, okay, that's sweet. You know, you flat, you flatulent bastard.
You're probably going to fart in front of everybody.
And I did. No, I totally did. Have you ever crop dusted 250 people at once? It is it's invigorating.
I imagine this industrial fan.
Whoa, what is that?
The lights were so bright you could actually...
It
looked and cat shit. And a barbershop caught fire. Like, what is going on in here?
A Mexican barbershop.
Yes.
Next to a tire factory.
And an orphanage.
Filled with sriracha.
Yeah.
In a burn unit.
But,
filled with brisket.
So, actually, let me go back a night because it was the night before and I had gotten this already cleared with the venue. They were totally excited about this whole thing. I got done doing the shows the night before. Came home, I put Malia to sleep. I didn't put her to sleep like a dog or something. I put her
a headlock.
Put her down. No, I put her to bed.
I see him putting her in a headlock. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Just tap out. You know. And so when she lost consciousness, I got to go down. I was.
It's Jim's signature pickup line.
Shh, it's medicinal.
It won't hurt the baby. I swear.
No shame in my game, my friend.
That's how you got pregnant.
Yeah. I smelled a rag, and then I woke up, and then I...
6 months later.
My vagina was glowing. Yeah.
My vagina was burning.
Yeah, well, again, glowing, burning. I mean, these are all just verbs, or adjectives, actually. But anyway, so I had to make myself a lunch the next day for work, because I had to work my day job, and then I had to go to Harvey's. And I'm like, oh, I get done making lunch. I'm like, I should probably grab the ring. That might be helpful with tomorrow's festivities. What do you think happened after that? I'm just going to put that ball in your court.
I'm going to guess you forgot the ring.
No, I didn't forget it.
You couldn't find it.
I could not find it. Correct. And Bryce gets
ding,
a cookie.
Ding, ding.
Yes. Give Bryce a cookie. And it was like for the first, and I kid you not, the first hour, I wasn't scared. Because I'm like, it's got to be
here
somewhere.
At that hour mark, it's just sheer panic.
Yeah, at that 1 hour
someone
mark.
Someone took it.
Yeah, no.
Found it, or I left it somewhere.
Wow, thanks for being in my head, Bryce. Why didn't you help me look?
Did you check on the nightstand?
No, because it.
Is that where it was?
No, there was a string,
it was hanging down. In his pocket already.
It's in the garage, so that we know not to back the car up too far. It's just like hanging there, dangling, like a tennis ball. But this was about midnight when I started looking. I had to be at work the next day at 8 o'clock. I was looking for that ring, that goddamn ring, until 4 in the fucking morning. And our house is not that big. It is fucking, it is like, okay, it's like maybe 750 square feet. It's a two-story, I know, right? Two-story, one-and-a-half bath, horrible neighborhood. Tweakers and gangbangers all around us. Great view of the stabbings every night. Well, it starts as a stabbing, it ends as a rape. The guy uses his knife cock. It's again, I'm not going to bore you with the details. But he made me watch. Yeah. So it turns out, and it was one of those things where you look in the same place like 5 or 6 times, and like the 7th time, it's there.
It just magically appears.
There was a little small, it was a bookcase about maybe 4.5 feet tall. And we had put a bunch of stuff on there. And it's like it's in the baby's room is where I hid it. You know, genius plan, Jim. And it was on the shelf behind some stuff, and that stuff had been pushed back. And so the ring fell behind the bookcase and then around the corner to the side. So it was between the bookshelf and the wall. And here's the thing. It's 4 in the morning. I don't want to wake Malia up. I've got a flashlight, and I'm cursing. I'm a
flashlight and a miner's helmet.
50 feet of rope. I got a canary in a cage.
I was gonna say, you got the canary.
It's just goddamn. And I'm like,
detector.
I realized.
He's covered in coal dust.
We don't even have a coal. I was going through the fucking chimney. Where the fuck is this goddamn ring? There's coal in here. Maybe if I just grab it hard enough, it'll turn.
Even his chimney.
Yeah. No. Maybe I put it in the neighbor's chimney. I don't fucking know.
Santa? No, fuck it. Have you seen a ring?
I had to go through over 7 Santa corpses to find this goddamn ring. It was there, and I was able to unclench my buttocks and actually get like 3 hours of sleep before I had to go to work the next day. And so, yeah, I was exhausted. So the next day comes, there's 3 shows. She was going to come to the very last one, which starts at 10 o'clock. Between the second and the third show, I had to go out and try and find a bouquet of flowers. Now, downtown Portland's not that easy, especially in that area. A lot of like little corner stores and stuff, but and bars, but no actual like grocery stores except for. There's a Fred Meyer's, but it was like 25 blocks away, and I was on foot. So I'm walking around, and I'm like, well, what do I know that's in the area? Taboo Adult Entertainment. I know they're nearby. Let me check. Maybe they've got something that can use.
Why are my flowers vibrating?
Some plastic handcuffs.
First of all, the Georgia O'Keeffe bouquet is fucking amazing. It just makes your hand very moist if you hold it for too long. Yeah. But I go into the porn store. But they were arranged in origami type fashion. You ever see a paper rose? No, imagine that with crotchless panties. Boom, your mind is blown. So anyway, I go into the porn store and I'm like, hi guys, maybe you can help me. I've got a light bulb stuck in my ass. No, it's like my anus has an idea. Yeah, I was changing the light bulbs naked, like you do.
And I slipped and fell.
7 times. Well, the ladder was all covered in lube and fail. Yeah. Mazel tov.
I can still use them.
It lights up when I plug.
You want to just plug it in?
Yeah. So, anyway, I go in there. I'm like, so here's my idea. I need to propose to my girlfriend. I need a bouquet of flowers. Do you guys have anything that might be able to work in that capacity? And like, no, I mean, unless you want to try and make a bunch of like dick straws for like a bachelorette party all together. And I'm like, well, I might come back. If I can find a bouquet, I might put some of those in there just as like a little thing.
Surprise.
But so they're like, yeah, there's this new, it's like not a new season, but it's a very kind of high-end grocery store that opened in the area. So they're like, yeah, it's like,
$500 on flowers.
It was $25, but it was a really awesome bouquet of flowers. I had never kind of seen these kind of flowers before. It was really, really nice. It was a little expensive, but she's totally worth it. So I get the flowers. I tell everybody in at the store what I'm looking for, and they're all super excited. And actually, this very nice couple is just like, you go ahead of us. You know, you need to get back there and take care of her and everything else. So I got the flowers. I got back there. It's all going well. I got my video camera that I set up in the back. I got this perfect angle. The lighting's just right. I can get to zoom in on this HD camera. It's super sweet. I hit record, and it says, insert memory card. And I go, fuck me, Jesus Christ, sideways on a chainsaw. What the French toast? And I realized that I did not grab the memory card. I grabbed the camera, grabbed the tripod, I grabbed the charger, but no fucking memory card. And this particular type of camera, you can't just record onto it. It has to be something internally to record onto. So I'm like, okay, don't freak out. We can totally handle this. We can totally get this taken care of. I turn around to find somebody to see if I can get borrow a memory card or something. And the night manager there, she's like, oh, you ready to go? Let's get this party started. I'm just like, yeah, yeah. Let's do this. And now at this point, Malia is sitting, not quite front row. She's like one row behind. Well, you saw in the video where she's sitting. And her dad is sitting right behind her. Yeah, well, shackled with love. So they're sitting there. I go up on stage, and I will be completely honest. My set was shit because all I could think about was, I'm not going to get this recorded. I'm going to get this really nice proposal. It's going to be amazing, but I'm not going to be able to save it for posterity. So I just get to the end of my set, and it was just really lackluster. And I felt bad, too, because her dad was there, and I wanted to do good, you know, in front of her dad. You know, and so, anyway, I get done with my set, and I go in the back, and, well, I wanted to, Jesus. If by cry you mean drink whiskey, and I totally did. I cried like a bitch. And so
there wasn't a single tear left.
wasn't a dry glass in the house by the time I was done, if you know what I mean. So I go, and the bartender that works there, her name is Star. She's an incredible human being. She actually knew Malia was pregnant when the only two people that knew were Malia and I. Somehow she knew, five weeks into the pregnancy. She's like
congratulations.
She's like, come here for a second. I got to ask you a question. Like, is she pregnant? I was like, how the fuck did you know? And she's like, well,
I'll bet you. Did she used to get drinks when she went in?
She did, but she's like, it wasn't just that. There was just something else about her.
I bet that was a part of it.
Yeah.
To go from even the occasional drink to nothing kind of sets off the bartender alarm.
So,
but I'm looking here on the Skype and I see what poor Samantha gets to look at.
Yeah, no, you pointed at this, and she's like, wow, I can't look away. It's like a train wreck in slow motion. There you go. Look at the ceiling. Look at that. Look at that water damage. That is not going to come out.
That's not getting a deposit back.
Wow.
This is going to give her some
well, that's a cursory step, I think. So, anyway, I'm talking to Star, and she's...
I feel bad for you.
Tonight.
Ma'am, you flatter me.
Oh, Samantha, that's it. You have to come to Portland. You have to be in the room.
Money.
Money.
I got one that pays beans.
Yeah, but I don't think the kind of work that he's looking for. I mean, can you do Excel? Do you know how to work Excel? Okay. How are you in a knife fight? Can you hold your own? Fantastic. Ooh. Wow. Okay. Shit. Is that legit or are you fucking with me? Holy shit. Why the fuck didn't you tell me that she's this fucking dangerous? I thought we were just fucking around here. I'm a chain smoking like booze bag. Yeah. That if I threw a punch and if it actually looked good, I would be winded and fall over and die, and she would feel bad for like a minute. Then she'd go through my pockets and look for loose change. This is what you do. Mostly dead. Mostly dead. Mostly. So anyway, which means to bluff, which means she was probably playing cards and he cheated. Liar! Sorry, we're gonna get into this whole thing. Get away, witch.
Your finger.
Nothing's better than true love, except for nice MLT. Mutton lettuce into me when the mutton is nice and lean. And oh, anyway, so I go out. I go out to talk to Star, and she can tell I'm freaked out. And she's like, "Are you nervous about the thing?" I'm just like, "No, I can't get my fucking my recorder's not gonna work. I'm not gonna be able to record it." And one of the waiters was there. He's just like, "I've got like the Galaxy S40 or whatever." With like a gajillion megapixel camera on. He's like, "I'll just record it for you." I'm like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah, no problem."
So you blew him.
Fuck, dude. He tried to make me stop so many times. I'm like, "Nope. Mama didn't raise no quitter. You're going to come if not only out of fear that, Jesus, can we close the window or put some music on? I feel like the cops are going to kick it. And I don't even live here. So, I mean, it's not my problem.
He's going to have his head down, hat over his face, head down, just run.
They're like, no, we already bought all the T-shirts that say fuck this guy right here. I don't know why I'm talking like a weird Russian. Team Fuck Jim. He's a good band name, no? And then he's French. I don't know how he got to be French. He's a very worldly traveler, the person that lives downstairs. Yeah.
Russian.
But,
He drives with card on car.
His daughter is very strong. She can pick up Volkswagen bus.
While eating croissant.
While holding baguette.
You guys, I tell you what.
So, after you blew the bartender.
Yeah, I wiped my mouth. He's like, "Can I go back to my station now?"
Please.
So,
yes,
I.
But I'll see you after the show.
The headliner.
Round 2's coming up.
The headliner of the night is a guy I've worked with many times before at Harvey's, and I love him to death, and it's not a joke. His name is Spanky. He's known as the Laugh Guru, and he has got a very like Buddhist style, very Zen. Yeah, Spanky's a great guy. Yeah, great fucking guy. And super quick and just full of stories. Love him to death. As soon as he found out what I wanted to do, he's just like, "Oh, please let me be a part of this in some way. It would mean so much to him." I'm like, "Absolutely." Well, we were kind of blowing each other. It was like a perpetual motion machine going down a hill. You know, you suck my dick, I suck your dick.
Two dudes in a tire rolling down a hill.
Kind of blow heavy on this show, yeah.
That's extreme BJing.
Yeah,
that's the new sport.
It's on MTV now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 16 and pregnant, and then extreme blow. Yeah. But so yeah, I go. He goes on stage, and he's like, "Okay, so I'm going to bring you on stage and stay up there with you and kind of be like my hype man." You see him kind of dance around the background. And yeah, like I had this whole thing that I was rehearsing in the back, and I kept kind of screwing it up. And I'm just like, "You know what? Fuck, I'm just going to go up there. I'm going to tell as much of it as is pertinent. I'm just going to wing the rest of it and just sort of see how it goes." And the video's up on my Facebook. It's also up on her Facebook. I want to get up on YouTube as well, because it'd be really cool if it went viral. Yeah, I really think it could go viral if we got it up on YouTube or something.
Like Contagious.
Yeah, well, I'm infectious. Yeah, that's right.
By the way, don't shake his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's gone airborne now, so you're all fucked. Samantha.
He's transcended.
Yeah. You guys are going to just liquefy, like, you know, zombies that saw inside the Ark of the Covenant, so. Get your hands off me, you damn bearded baby.
I want to get him a realistic crying baby mask, because that would be hilarious.
We don't need it. Just give it about a month after the baby's born. We'll have him on a commentary. He'll be crying throughout the whole thing.
He's immediately gone on his little, magic tablet of...
Because I can see your curiosity.
No, no, I've seen the crying... No, I've seen the whole crying baby outfit thing, and it's terrifying. Yeah, no, it's... Don't get it in your head. Don't look at it. Yeah, don't. No, don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Run away. That was the best audio Yelp review I've ever heard. If you ever wonder what the sound of.
That's the point.
That's the sound of your brain throwing up.
For Samantha and her friends. I'm just looking at the picture for 2 hours. Oh my God!
I can see you doing this as a family.
Well, at least I look good. I mean, you know, I'll work out, do
That's
some crunches.
The family outing. Disneyland, here we come.
What do you mean you're not letting us in the park? The fuck you mean? Our money's not good here? Don't make me start to cry. No idea. So, she knew that I was going, because we went, we got the ring together. You know, we went, because I was going to get like a fucking, you know, a Green Lantern ring, for fuck's sake. I don't know what the fuck women like. I'm like, what? You can be one of the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy and shit. Not the actual Guardians of the Galaxy, but yeah. You know, it's an infinity gem wrapped and swathed in platinum.
It's a wedding fist.
Yeah, it's. They did have those at Taboo. They had a wedding fist. It was basically like a guy's fist with a tuxedo around its wrist right there. It's very, very apropos.
Very classy.
Very classy, yes. So it is a choking hazard. It is a choking hazard. That at some point I was going to pop the question. She just didn't know when and where. And honestly, I got a call maybe a week before. It's like, do you want to do Harvey's the week of Mother's Day? And I'm just like, this is the perfect fucking storm. Yes, I do. And then I told them my idea. And the booker and the owner were both over the moon about this whole thing. They're just like, abso-fucking-lutely, please propose to your girlfriend, soon-to-be wife.
Please embarrass yourself on our stage.
Please. I told you about the shit he said I already did. So me taking a dump on that stage is nothing new.
Did she propose to you?
No, I proposed.
Gun to her head.
No.
Sweetheart.
I took her to the first place we had our first kiss.
So. Aww.
Your bedroom?
No.
No, was it an actual...
school?
Was it the movie theater that actually... Were you able to watch Faces of Death? Or was it actually just... The same theater.
It was on our phone.
Okay. Yeah. You were watching on the phone.
No.
Then just like, babe, I was wondering. Right after we watched this monkey get its head cut open and they eat his brains, I wondered if you want to be my wife. Or something. I'm being an asshole. Where was your first kiss?
It was actually at the elementary school near my old house.
How old were you when you had this first kiss?
We were hanging out there. No.
Well, I mean, that would be super romantic as fuck.
15.
You guys have known each other for fucking ever.
We've been together for over 10 years.
Holy shit.
We've been married for 5.
And they haven't killed each other yet?
Yep.
Yet. Well, it's a slow death. You want to see that knife twist over time. Let the wound heal a little and then just twist it again.
Some gangrene.
Yeah.
She's been slowly poisoning him.
Iocane powder. It's odorless, it's flavorless, it devolves, in most liquids. And it's the world's most
good thing I built up an immunity to most poisons.
Damn you!
But he's a damn fine swordsman.
Yeah. Yep. No, I wouldn't doubt it for a heartbeat. Well, that's fucking awesome. And I'm assuming, did she cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Did Malia cry?
I think I got a little bit more emotional than she did.
So.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Have you seen a grown man cry mayonnaise on stage before? It's really an unsettling sight. Is that Best Foods? What the fuck is coming out of that guy's face? Well, where did you propose to your...
this is so funny because I'm just an asshole.
with this onion ring, I do doth pledgeth my allegiance to you.
No, we had gone, like you and Malia, we had picked out her ring.
Yeah.
And we had talked about it.
Apparently I'm the only one who picked out the ring themselves.
Well, and
I'm a big boy.
Here's what it is.
Wow, thanks, Bryce.
Actually, here's what it is. I let her, like, basically said, like, if I were to propose, what kind of ring would you want?
Yeah.
And so we went to jewelry stores, and she picked out a couple ones she liked, and I picked the one that I could afford.
Hey, sweetheart, how do you feel about a ring pop? Because it's a ring, and it's bigger than all these pieces
candy.
Of shit. Done. Yeah,
so,
and you can eat it.
Here's the funny thing, because you and I knew each other, and I think I told you the day I went to get the ring. Because I was still working on mornings then.
Yeah.
And so I left work, and I know I talked to you before I left, but I, like, bolted out of there. Like, usually I stayed and did a bunch of stuff, but that day I bolted.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a car then, so I had to bust it from downtown to Clackamas Town Center.
Jesus.
It took 2 hours to get there.
So was it, which jewelry shop? Was it like LaRogue or something? Or
something like that. Herzog.
Herzog, okay.
Because she still gets flyers.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Hey, you guys still got money, right?
So
nine other fingers. They all need rings.
I buy the ring, and then it's like I go because I figure I'd take the bus home.
Mm-hmm.
Just missed the bus, and it's going to be like another hour bus, even close to getting me home. So I call her up, and it's like, hey, I'm stuck at Clackamas Town Center. Can you come get me? And her first question is, why are you there?
Yeah.
Who are you meeting?
Which my answer was, none of your goddamn business. So I actually, this is what I did. I said, well, I was going to buy you your ring today so I could propose to you today, but they sold it.
Oh. So you started this proposal
on
this,
a lie.
They say romance is dead. I say no. James Robinson still draws breath.
So she comes, picks me up. We did a little, like, running around, a couple errands. Get back in the car.
You did a couple errands?
Yeah.
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 How were they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We get back in the car, and I pull out the ring box. And as soon as she saw it, she starts crying. And to this day, still hasn't answered my proposal.
I will take this ring, but I will not give you an answer.
You will get your answer.
She's crying.
You'll get your answer on the wedding day.
Put the ring on her finger, and you know, we did the whole, you know, oh, we're so in love. And it hit me like a month later. She never actually said
yes. Yeah.
We're married. We've been married 8 years. Still hasn't said yes to my proposal.
You know, and
I don't think she's going to.
We in the business call that a loophole. So if at any point in time she wants to jettison you into deep fucking space in a court and land, that's going to be like...
it doesn't work the other way. So
no, yeah.
You asked.
Come on, we all know her. If she wants to jettison me, it'll be two to the back of the head.
Yeah. No, to the front of the head. She wants to see your face. She wants to absorb that soul.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
Wait, that scene from The Crow where he loads all the double barrel shotgun, he just takes all the rings for the pawn shop. Here's your ring back, baby.
All of them.
Shooting James is fun.
How are you
What a dick move.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does the Viking biker know about this?
You're dating a Viking biker? Oh.
You have the Viking biker.
I do.
Does,
he's really cool.
Is he aware of this little folder on your computer that you've mislabeled as porn?
No, Princess has private porn, so you can't. So, I do have...
That would be horrifying for him. It's like, oh, Samantha's got porn on her computer. What is this? What is this?
The whole wedding's already planned out.
Only instead of, it's a picture of her sitting next to him, but over his face, Gerard Butler's face has been photoshopped in.
It's a photoshop of The Rock in a tuxedo.
Yeah. Oh, The Rock, yes.
With her standing next to him and his face superimposed over.
I look good in this wedding. This looks.
My skin tone?
Don't care, bro.
I've got a great tan except for my face.
It's like God picked me up by my face and just dipped me in tan. And then place me over here to dry.
No, dating is hard, and I just turned 30, and it sucks.
We each sent her a cat.
That's fucked up. I do an impersonation of you, and you want me dead. You're trained to kill. These two fucks give no shit about.
It's
you
mainly
know.
It's mainly
a life debt. I
James.
Stay for life in Montana. But see, it counters out because
she saved your life.
Yeah, so
nobody owes anybody anything.
So fucking you for clinging on to that.
There's a bond there. Our tigers have played.
What is that? This is getting into a weird place.
I know.
Tigers play together. This is a long running joke for Not Another Podcast.
I was not privy because I'm like, what the fuck am I missing here? You guys had a tiger ranch when you were living in Montana?
Samantha had a major brain fart one day and I stabbed at it for weeks.
Oh good.
And it became a running joke with us. So now, you know, sometimes it's like when your tiger playing with another tiger. And what happened was, when she did it, I actually heard her brain. I actually heard her brain go.
Yeah.
I turned around and the look on her face as she's trying to grasp at the words.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. It's like the clown doll in her bedroom came to life, and instead of attacking her, started dancing and strip-teasing. It was that horrifying, the look on her face.
Well, I mean, what kind of strip-tease are we talking about here? I mean, there's a lot
the
of...
you gave for me last night.
Oh, yes, well. You are a diseased human being, and I think your mind needs to be liquefied and you know, used to feed the other babies in the Matrix. Yeah,
those more worthy.
Yeah, agreed. Well, Samantha, any guy that gets the privilege of being with you needs to fucking prove that shit every fucking day, because you are an incredible human being, and the fact that no guy, yeah, no, fuck it, get me a chorus of that shit going. I don't give a shit, because when it's true, it ain't kissing up. It's just stating the facts. So, he. Someday your prince will come. Someday.
Oh my God, there's stories. But unfortunately, we don't have time for that today.
Tune in next time.
Okay, so we got to wrap this up. God, we've gone a full hour with this bullshit.
Yeah. You mean the wedding proposal and my baby-to-be? Oh, this bullshit. Way to fill for time, Jim.
I want you back here in 2 months.
Baby update.
I just want to see how broken you are in 2 months.
He's going to come with two of those next time.
Hey, guys, yeah, no, it's don't put me in the intro or anything. I'm just going to sit here.
Or it's commentary, it's just you and me.
He's going to fall asleep on the couch.
I'll be a fucking sleep. Yeah. Be like, I got an hour and a half, time. No crying. Or like after.
Jim's going to be texting me, can I come on the show this week? Really, can I come on?
Jim,
do you want to do an extra episode?
It's Thursday at 4 a.m. We're not recording. Do you want to record a show? We can record a show. I'll record a show right now.
I'm
hey,
outside.
Guys. What's going on? This is Big Jim. I'll do all the voices. Hey, this is Bryce. Hey, this is James. Hey, this is Jim. Hello, this is Samantha. And we'll just go from there. Is that better? I'm trying. Thank you. That's all I ask for. Please don't break my neck. Or do that thing from Roadhouse with the three fingers in the throat and you just rip that shit out. Yeah. Well, yeah, deer shouldn't be mean mugging. What did Montana do to you two?
So many horrifying things.
What did it do? Murder? So,
I'm not privy to all this either.
Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs was taking care of his mother.
And lived at the Bates Motel.
Mama needs food. I could deep throw a box of fucking corn dogs. Corn dogs. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so that's it for this show. I'm going to end it with the corn dogs. It's not going to get any better.
Way to end on an awkward note.
Can't go any higher than that.
We
half off corn dogs.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, unless, you know, the... Yes, and you'll know because the sky will run red or black as sackcloth. The dead will rise. It'll be a whole thing. Yeah. It's Baby's favorite song. That and Backwards Talking Latin, which is really creepy.
Okay, so that's it for us. Samantha, thanks again.
It was a pleasure and an honor. It's my turn now. Aw, puppy dog.
Essay! People are watching the start of bestiality porn here. What's
you know, it's a lot better if it's a lot better if you don't talk during it, James. Just saying.
Don't make it awkward.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.